Hello, my name is Rudy from Metro Research. We are conducting a poll of people's opinions over public affairs and current events, and this number was selected at random. Are you currently registered to vote at this address?
No.
What address?
You are not registered to vote, is my general question, ma'am? Or are you registered to vote?
Yes, registered to vote.
Okay. All right. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, or as something else?
Republican.
Okay. And what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, Senate, Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I'm certain to vote.
Okay. And would you please tell me your age?
69. 69 or 59? 69.
Okay. In Florida, the media describes people as either black or African-American, Anglo or white, or Hispanic. How would you describe yourself?
White.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you feel that things here in Florida are headed in the right direction or wrong direction?
The right direction.
Okay. Thinking about the elections for Congress, would you vote for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
The Republican.
The Republican. Lean towards Republican or definitely Republican?
Definitely Republican.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'd like to ask your impressions of some people and organizations you may have heard of. As I read each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable opinion of them, a somewhat favorable opinion, a somewhat unfavorable opinion, or a very unfavorable opinion. If you don't recognize one of them, that's okay. Just let me know. Here's the first one. Kamala Harris.
Very, very, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable. Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Donald Trump.
What are the middle ones again? The choices in the middle?
It's either very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, little of both, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable. Recognize, can't rate, don't recognize are your options.
I guess. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. How about Thomas Shalafox?
Thomas who?
Thomas Calafox.
I'm not sure I recognize his name.
Okay, don't recognize. Democrats in Congress?
Democrats in Congress?
Mm-hmm. Very favorable. Somewhat unfavorable, okay. Ron DeSantis.
Very favorable.
Very favorable. How about MAGA Republicans?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable. How about Project 2025?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable, okay. Alrighty, and Darren Soto.
I don't recognize the name.
Don't recognize, okay. All right, thinking about the job Joe Biden is doing as president, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thinking about the job Darren Soto is doing as congressman from this district, do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly approve?
I don't know that person.
Okay. And if the election for president were today and the candidates were Donald Trump, the Republican, and Kamala Harris, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump. You leaning towards Donald Trump, or for sure your vote would be for Donald Trump?
For sure.
Okay. If the election for United States Senate were today and the candidates were Rick Scott, the Republican, and Debbie McCursel, Powell, the Democrat, which one do you think you'd vote for?
Rick Scott, definitely.
Okay. If the election for the United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I'm not familiar with them yet.
Undecided. Okay. As you may know, there will also be amendments to the Florida Constitution on the ballot. One constitution amendment is titled Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. This is how it reads. No law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health, as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislature's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. Would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose it?
Yes.
Okay. And now, I'd like to read you two brief statements about two of the candidates for Congress. Colonel Thomas Califax is an experienced business owner and decorated military veteran who served for over 30 years. Colonel Califax will put in America first by enforcing the laws necessary for securing the border against the out-of-control flow of illegal immigrants, fight for fiscal responsibility by cutting wasteful government spending, and make us independent from foreign energy sources. Colonel Califax will take his experiences as a small business and multi-million dollar enterprise leader to continue to grow opportunities in our community. Darren Soto is the current congressman for Central Florida. Soto is an experienced legislator who works tirelessly to deliver for Central Florida. He worked to pass bipartisan legislation that expands health care for veterans exposed to burn pits and toxic substances. Soto also helped pass a law that capped the price of insulin to $35 for those on Medicare. So families don't have to choose between life-saving medication and paying the bills. Soto will always fight against efforts to cut Social Security or make health care more expensive for Central Florida families. If the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califax and the Republican candidate and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I'm undecided so far.
Still undecided. Okay. All right. Give me 1 minute. Moving forward, which one of the following issues do you think is the most important for Congress to focus their attention on right now? Making owning a home more affordable, promoting traditional values in schools, making health care affordable for working families, securing our border, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, ending the gun violence epidemic, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, protecting abortion rights, lowering inflation and gas prices, lowering grocery prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Securing the border.
Securing the border. Got it. Okay, moving forward. And which is the next most important issue? Making owning a home more affordable, promoting traditional values in schools, making health care affordable for working families, creating jobs and increasing wages in Central Florida, ending gun violence epidemic, improving I-4 and traffic congestion in Central Florida, bringing down rent prices, protecting abortion rights, lowering inflation and gas prices, lowering grocery prices, tackling crime and improving public safety, protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Making insurance affordable.
Making insurance affordable. Okay, give me 1 second here. All right, good. Now, let me read some reasons people give for voting for a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of these is accurate, please tell me how convincing a reason is you think it would be to vote for that candidate. Would it be very convincing, only somewhat convincing, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto opposes any policy that will allow the government to monitor a woman's pregnancy and make medical decisions for her.
What were the choices again?
Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect, don't know. Would that statement make you, okay, somewhat convincing? Soto was worked I'm sorry, SOTO has worked to keep our community safe from dangerous criminals. SOTO supports common sense gun laws backed by sheriffs and has brought home tens of millions of dollars for our local law enforcement and provided funding for the largest increase of agents in Border Patrol history, hiring 22,000 new Border Patrol agents to crack down on fentanyl and illegal entry. Very convincing, somewhat convincing, no effect.
Somewhat convincing.
Darren Soto helped bring down prices for prescription drugs and cap out-of-pocket costs for seniors and is working to lower health care costs for everyone.
Somewhat convincing.
Thomas Califox is a fiscal conservative who will rein in out-of-control federal spending, excessive stimulus packages, and supply chain disruptions that are fueling inflation and hurting working families.
Somewhat convincing.
Thomas Califax will put an end to the border crisis that's filling our community with dangerous criminals who take advantage of Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris's open border policies.
Very convincing.
Thomas Califox will support the Trump-backed American First policies that prioritized American citizens. As a veteran who served for over 30 years, Califox will make sure we take much better care of those who have served and worked to solve veteran homelessness.
Very convincing.
Okay, moving forward, we're almost done. I appreciate your time. Now that you heard a bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califax, the Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
I guess I'd have to vote for the Republican.
Okay, that would be Thomas Califax. All right. Now, let me read some statements about the candidates running for the U.S. Congress. Assuming that each of the following statements is accurate, please tell me if this would cause you to have serious doubts about voting for the candidate, only some doubts, or would it have virtually no effect at all on your decision? Here's the first one. Darren Soto has been a rubber stamp for the failed Biden-Harris policies that have made gas prices skyrocket and made life more expensive for Central Florida families. He even made life harder for working families by voting for tax increases that targeted our small businesses. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
All right. As chairman of the Osceola County School Board, Thomas Califox voted to give himself a 3.8% pay raise while criticizing, quote, wasteful spending in the education budget and voting to increase taxes for Osceola families. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Well, I'm going to go with some doubts.
Okay. Califox called for a, quote, complete overhaul of the existing health care system, the Affordable Care Act, which would roll back health care for millions of Americans, including those with pre-existing conditions. Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Okay. Darren Soto has supported the failed immigration policies that have let millions of criminals cross our borders and make our communities less safe. Since being reelected, Darren Soto has made our lives harder, not easier, and we can't trust with him another term in Congress.
Serious stuff.
Thomas Califox personally loaned his campaign to $2 million and is charging his own campaign interest, allowing him to turn a profit by running for office.
No difference, whatever that one is.
No effect, okay? Mega landlord Thomas Califox went to court to evict over 50 small businesses, including a church in Kissimmee, and has tied up the courts pursuing a host of small claim suits.
Seriously concerning, because that's the one.
Serious doubts, some doubts, no effect.
Serious doubts.
Okay. Moving forward, and we're getting towards the end here. Now that you've heard a little bit more, if the election for United States Congress were today and the candidates were Thomas Califox, a Republican candidate, and Darren Soto, the Democratic candidate, which one do you think you would vote for?
Probably the Republican.
Okay. What is your primary source of for national political news? Is it cable news network, talk radio, Orlando Sentinel, local network affiliates like CBS, ABC, NBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, Mega TV, America TV, your local newspaper perhaps, El Nuevo Dia, internet-based news sources, social media apps or services?
Fox News, internet.
Okay, all right. Thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, or some other candidate?
Donald Trump.
Okay. Just a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and what was the last grade or degree you completed in school?
Bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree. Okay. All right. Also, do any children under the age of 18 live in your home?
No.
Okay. And if you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I mean that, for taking the time to answer these questions for me today, okay?
Thank you.
Have a nice evening, ma'am.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.